Praise the Lord. That is a man that fears God and that delights in his commandments. His righteousness endures forever. You can just pick up Brother Willie's Bible. See how much he loved the Word of God. You can see by his life and by his home and by his family how much he loved the truth. He delighted greatly in God's commandments. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. I remember a number of years ago, probably about 20-some years ago, Brother Willie went through a real hard battle. But a lot of us know a little bit about it, this hard battle he had. Difficult. It was rough. He had an awful affliction and trouble. The enemy warred against him in his nerves and in his body. But you know, Brother Willie pulled through that. He came through that. The light rose in the darkness. I'll tell you, if we'll be upright and serve God, no matter what happens to us, dear ones, light will arise in the darkness that we go through with. If we will fear God and keep his commandments, do his will, light's going to rise up in the darkness. He is gracious, full of compassion, and righteous. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful life, isn't it? I just remember a little incident. My mother was at their house one day years ago. And he was playing a record on the phonograph. A little 78 RPM record. Chuck Wagon Gang singing "The Sun Hath Made Me Free." My mother may not even remember this, but I remember it because I've still got the record. And my mother said, "You know, that sure is a beautiful song." Oh, it is a beautiful song. If you never heard them sing that, you ought to hear them sing. It's beautiful. "The Sun Hath Made Me Free." It was once in Egypt's bondage, but the Sun Hath Made Me Free. Brother Willie just pulled the record off the turntable and said, "Here, you can have it." She gave it. He gave it to my mother, and she brought it home, and it's still in our family library. Now, things like that make an impression on a young person's mind. He's gracious, full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. There wasn't anything Brother Willie had. But what if you needed it, you'd go to him in the right way and ask if you could borrow it? No problem. Well, now that's the way we ought to be. That's the way most of us are. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Now, I believe Brother Willie was a man, he didn't make false, rash, fast moves. He weighed his steps. He weighed the things he did. And he didn't lay hands suddenly on people. He's pretty slow about doing things. But once he made up his mind, you couldn't change it. That's a pretty good way to be. Be slow about your deliberations. Weigh your steps carefully. But when you make up your mind, you know what's right, stick with it. That's the way Brother Willie was. Surely he shall not be moved forever. He's been moved from our midst today. We're going to miss Brother Willie. We're going to miss him. Camp meetings. One thing I got a little tried at him about. Now I understand why. I love to hear him sing and lead the songs. Camp meeting time comes around. He'd come in and sit over here. "Brother Willie, won't you get up and lead the songs?" Couldn't hardly to get him to do it. But you know, I didn't realize probably he wasn't able to. At the time, I didn't realize he probably wasn't able. But everybody, and all of you that's here, been in services, remember how we loved to have Brother Willie lead the songs. He just was, he was just real good at it. The Lord blessed him. And I appreciated that. Loved to sing those good songs of Zion. I'm going to sing one in a little bit. Surely he shall not be moved forever, the righteous. I say he's been moved from our midst, but it's not forever. Did you know we're going to be back with him one of these days? The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. Praise the Lord. I believe Brother Willie's name, because he'd given his heart to Christ and endeavored to follow him, I believe his name was in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's the greatest accomplishment you could ever make in life, is get your name written up there in the Lamb's Book of Life, where it says, whose name's not written in the Lamb's Book of Life is cast into the lake of fire. But you know, that's going to be the deciding factor in the final windup, is your name in the Book of Life. You might have it on a church book here. You might have it in every lodge in the country. You might have it in the newspaper every week. And you might have it inscribed in the false religions and the fame and popularity of men. But if it's not in Christ's book, all of it's in vain. We must be saved and born again the Bible way. And we must get our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Time's getting away here. I want to get... He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. I was impressed with Brother Willie's steadfastness in trusting in God. And in his life, I never saw him get afraid. Now, there are some things probably that he didn't want to get involved in, which might have been a wise thing. Long life's journey, I think we're all like that. But I never saw the man afraid. He was a courageous person. A few years ago, he had an affliction hit him for a few days there, caused him a lot of pain. We were up there visiting him a time or so. But you know, he acted like he didn't even want us to talk about his affliction. He said, it's going to be all right. And he just smiled. He said, it's going to be all right. Don't worry about it. His heart was fixed, trusting in the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? And not be afraid of evil tidings. Lots of fear in the world today. People are afraid of this and afraid of that. I don't believe Brother Willie was afraid of anything. He just went right ahead doing the will of God. And he wasn't afraid to die. He was not afraid to die.